So tune in to hear KGNU broadcast of Rocky Grass in 2 weeks. It's time now. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver at 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. Also online at 93.7 FM in Nederland and online at KGNU.org. Bye-bye, y'all. It's time for Terrasonic with Joel.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on, yep, you guessed it, another beautiful Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Summer in full swing, temps in the 90s this weekend. It's going to be a scorcher and good times and all that summer stuff. Thanks for making KGNU and Terrasonic part of your Saturday. We've got a lot of music ahead in the show for you today, as usual. 303-442-4242 if you'd like to get in touch. DJ at KGNU.org or feedback at Terrasonic.network as well. This is Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU. We'll be right back.
c'est bon, 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 mais pas trop quand même.
15 minutes past the hour here. Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. It comes your way every Saturday, noon to 1, right here on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio. I'm your pilot, Joel Davis, and I'm here this and most every week. Though I should inform you that next week we will be preempted by KGNU's live broadcast from Rocky Grass, up from Planet Bluegrass, up in Lyons. It's going to be a great one. We began the music with began the show with new music from the Sahel Sounds blog. The artist Afus Dafus, the track Tarhanin Tegla from a single of the same name off the Sahel Sounds Bandcamp page. Sahel Sounds patrolling that region constantly looking for new music. Mali, Niger, and thereabouts. After that, new music from the Hot Casa Records label, Valdu Game, the artist La Vie C'est Bon, the track, and then Nova Lima, Afro-Peruvian outfit from the Planetario remix EP. We heard Beto Kele, the Gigi DeMartino remix of that one. And in the background right now, it's the Negro Dub remix of Andres Landeros' Lolita La Cumbiambera. That comes from Negro Dub Presents 10 Years of Electro Cumbia, out now on the ZZK Records label out of Buenos Aires. This program is presented by Swallow Hill Music, as well as you, the KGNU listener. Swallow Hill presenting Madeline Peru at the L2 Church on July 28th. Tickets and information are available at swallowhillmusic.org. .303-442-4242 or feedback@terrasonic.net if you'd like to reach me. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio.
senza da festa, ens oblidem de la resta.
Quan què?
I ens tirem de cap a la piscina de mig metre de profunditat, pensant que podem compartir-ho tot.
Hey, hey, hey.
I sé que no va anar bé, Juan Light, però això no vol dir que no et vull veure més. Sols falta una mica més d'aire entre tu i jo. Perfecta, no hi ha parell ideal, no hi ha cap relació perfecta, no hi ha cap parella ideal,
no hi ha cap d'estat tan tarat,
no hi ha cap d'estat tan tarat,
qualsevol enamorat,
com qualsevol enamorat, l'amor ens infecta, és la droga més selecta.
hear all the doing one heart, then I think about people not so much. Then I imagine it. Going forward, what I think about people coming all day. Our life.
Minutes past the hour of noon here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Halfway through this week's journey, we just heard new music from the Brooklyn Gypsies, the Conrad Bucci remix of Sin Fronteras from the Sin Fronteras remix EP out on the Wonder Wheel Recordings label. Before that, out of Spain, Gawar, Dub Sons, and Juanial from their album Negra Es La Nostra Sang. And from Soul Jazz Records presents Venezuela 70, Cosmic Visions of a Latin American Earth, Venezuelan Experimental Rock in the 70s. We heard Grupo C.I.M. and Joropo Número Uno. In the background right now, it's Dub Trees and Daka Corinthia, the Gergovich dub from Celtic Vedic, featuring Ja Wobble Youth and Daniel Romar. So the fire's out, that's good news, or at least it's completely under control, people back in their homes, and very happy for that, and thanks to all who put in the effort to make that happen and save a bad situation from turning into a worse one. And because the fire's out, I really have nothing to talk about. Got no tickets to give away. You know, we've got King Sunny Ade Day coming up on August 3rd at the Fox Theater. There's a show to let you know about. But other than that, let's just get back to the music. You're listening to Terrasonic on Listener Power at KGNU. Thank you. Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. In that last set of music, we listened to Mala from his album Mala in Cuba, produced by Giles Peterson and out on his Brownswood Recordings label, and a track called Cuba Electronic. Very strong record there, Mala in Cuba. And after that, it was Burkina Electric, a band with members from Burkina Faso and New York City, from their album Rem Tekre, and the track Sankar Yare, the DJ Spooky remix. And DJ Spooky, maybe you know, maybe you don't, he's a multidimensional hip-hop artist, producer, philosopher, author, and has recently been a visiting professor at CU and living in Boulder. And he's got a performance coming up at Chautauqua Auditorium on Tuesday, July 26th. It's part of their music mashup series at Chautauqua. It's an evening with DJ Spooky, conductor Chris Roundtree, and the Colorado Music Festival Orchestra. And they will be exploring DJ Spooky's Arctic rhythms, his remixes of works by Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart, and a piece called Heart of a Forest, the result of his four seasonal residencies at the H.J. Andrews Experimental Forest in Oregon. This multimedia work includes stunning projected high-resolution videos. DJ Spooky always pushing the edge when it comes to art and music and how it intersects with nature and technology, and should be an interesting show at Chautauqua Auditorium on July 26th. Right now, from an album called Sacred Hawaiian Melodies, it's Bud Tutmark and a song called When They Ring Golden Bells. Still about 10 minutes left to go in this episode of Terrasonic, and then we're going to turn it over to headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines, Joss Sonic, and J-Dub in the house with you this afternoon. So keep it locked to your community radio station, listener-powered KGNU.
Fíjate en el sol candente astro, que muy sereno se alarde de su mágico calor. No le estoy cantando al sol, no creas, que es que lo estoy comparando con el calor de mi amor. La luna te lleva un mensaje, que te lo he enviado yo. Mira esa luna y sabrás lo que ocurre dentro de mi corazón. No guardes temor de otros amores, pues para mí no hay amores si no me saben a ti. Piensa que tu nombre ya ha sellado la raíz del corazón y quedará por siempre así. Thank you. Para mí no hay amores si no me saben a ti. Piensa que tu nombre ha sellado la raíz del corazón y quedará por siempre así. Y quedará por siempre así.
Sonic on Listener Powered KGNU Community Radio. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music coming in for a landing. We just heard Miramar, a band consisting of artists mostly with Puerto Rican roots, residing in the New York area, and doing an album called Dedication to Silvia Rexach. Rexach, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, but a great Puerto Rican bolero composer. And from that we heard Por Siempre. Right now in the background from Turkey, it's Baba Zula and Bahar. KGNU is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Z2 Entertainment, presenting Mark Cohn's 25th anniversary show featuring special guests, the Blind Boys of Alabama, with Megan Burt at Chautauqua Auditorium on Saturday, July 23rd at 7 p.m. More information and tickets can be found at chautauqua.com. If you'd like to know what you heard today, you can check out our playlist at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. There you will also find a podcast link for this show, so you can get it every week on a regular basis. And you can download it, you can stream it. It's all at afterfm.com, KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, interviews, in-studio performances, and much more. afterfm.com. You will find an archive for Terrasonic as well at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got headlines from the World Service of the BBC, followed by 3 hours of the best in reggae music. Reggae Bloodlines coming your way with Joss Sonic and J-Dub, bringing the roots to your afternoon. At 4 o'clock, it's 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots, and at 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the BBC. KGNU Saturday evening music programming commences at 7 with Sound Lab. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. As I mentioned earlier, no Terrasonic next week. Instead, it'll be KGNU's live simulcast from Rocky Grass. That is in Lyons, Colorado. And you know what? That's 2 weeks. So there will be Terrasonic next week. I'm very excited and looking forward to bringing you that show. And then on the 29th, we will have a little time off and give way to Rocky Grass. There you go. Bonus show for all of us. You've been listening to Terrasonic on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We have a translator at K229AC at 93.7 MHz in Netherland, Colorado, and you can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay tuned for reggae and keep it tuned to KGNU. Thanks for listening. Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Community Radio. Stay tuned for news.
Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has addressed crowds of supporters in front of Parliament less than 24 hours after a failed coup attempt against him. A smiling Mr. Erdogan looked relaxed as the crowd chanted for the death penalty to be brought back for those involved. Mr. Erdogan called on the United States to extradite Fethullah Gülen, whom he accuses of being behind the plot.
As our strategic partner, the United States should deport the person in Pennsylvania to Turkey. We will continue to stand firm. We will not bow down. We will go to the end.
The exiled cleric denies any involvement in the coup attempt and has condemned it. The Turkish president's office now says that a total of 265 people were killed during the failed coup, including a large number of civilians. Of the dead, 104 were involved in the coup attempt. Selin Giret is in Taksim Square in Istanbul.
As evening falls, the crowd is getting bigger and noisier as well. There's no surprise there because President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has made repeated calls for people to take out to the streets in support of the government and in protest of this coup attempt for every day for a week. He actually even sent SMS messages to Turkish SIM card holders, and I have personally received that message as well. The mood is jubilant here at the moment because people feel empowered because they feel like they have managed to take part in the suppression of the coup attempt.
The French Interior Minister has said the attack on the city of Nice, in which more than 80 people were killed, represented a new type of threat. Bernard Cazeneuve also said the driver of the truck, who was shot dead at the wheel, had probably been radicalised quickly. Andrew Plant reports from Nice.
Bernard Cazeneuve said the Bastille Day attack had left French people in a state of shock. Mohamed Boulel's actions, he said, represented a new kind of attack, one that would be extremely difficult to combat. Neighbours have described the attacker as a loner, and more family members have been coming forward to talk about his troubled background. His sister in Tunisia said he'd been receiving help for psychological problems for years. An IS website has claimed Mohamed Boulel as one of its followers, but there are still questions. Had he ever been trained in Syria, and did he have help to plan his attack?
French police have arrested a total of 5 people in connection with the attack. Those killed were among a large crowd which had been watching a fireworks display when the truck was deliberately driven into them. More than 50 other people remain in a critical condition in hospital. World News from the BBC. The panel investigating the crash of EgyptAir 804 says the word fire can be heard on the cockpit voice recorder. The plane was flying from Paris to Cairo when it crashed into the Mediterranean Sea last May, killing all 66 people on board. The US Republican presidential candidate, Donald Trump, has formally introduced his running mate for the first time at an event in New York. Mike Pence is the governor of Indiana and a member of the right-wing Tea Party movement. From Washington, here's Jane O'Brien.
The first joint appearance between Donald Trump and his running mate Mike Pence seemed almost an afterthought. Mr. Trump spoke for more than half an hour, while the governor of Indiana was left waiting in the wings. Once on stage, though, the contrast between the two men became apparent. Mr. Pence stuck to his script, describing himself as a basic small-town boy, the son of immigrants with a front-row seat to the American dream. Mr. Trump emphasized Mr. Pence's executive leadership and honesty,